you got a rain fly or something like that that goes over that to keep that extra seam between the two from leaking. You know, it's hard to pick out in any of the products or literature I have. But again, I'm willing to test this thing out as a mobile office trailer anytime.
There you go.
They'll add you to the list, right?
Because way back when on episode one or two, when I said called it Oregon out in the West Coast and got some feedback, and it's really Oregon. That's I think this question is for Greg out in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Oh.
Bang, gotcha.
Yeah, you could have clued me in before, boy.
My roommate in college was from Worcester, so I used to call it Worcester myself.
All right, well, that's one each. We'll have to get Colin on one now.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to throw in some Canadianisms at you, and that'll probably screw things up completely.
That's right.
Anyway, I have another question here, though. Tim, when you got the specs on this, did you find out anything on the headroom inside? Because I'm quite curious how tall this is.
No. Let me go through here. I don't think so.
Yeah, the pictures I've seen with the four-wheeler and stuff in it, really cool. I'm assuming there's some good tie-downs in there to keep that thing from flying around. The piece about putting a nice muddy four-wheeler into my, you know, nice trailer, I'm hoping it's got an area where I can just, a big mat I can take out the mud. That's another piece to look at when you're doing this. These toy haulers, you see them in the other brands, and, you know, that's one of the concerns people have, you know, it's fine when you go because you're usually clean, but when you're coming out of the mud bogs of where you've been camping, that's probably an issue some people might have.
The only other interesting thing I have about its construction is it's a fiberglass shell that's wrapped with aluminum skin that they use on the trailers, the same kind of aluminum. It's sprayed with a material called lizard skin, and they say that's cutting-edge insulation, and the chassis are built in-house. Either of you guys familiar with lizard skin?
Well, I have heard of it used in the street rod industry for insulating inside panels, doors, etc., floors. So apparently it is wonderful stuff. I've never seen it myself, but I'd love to look into it because it sounds fascinating. The aluminum skin over the fiberglass, it's, you know, I don't think it requires the aluminum from a structural standpoint. You know, they could have left it fiberglass, of course, then it wouldn't have had the appeal that it does. It's really kind of interesting, though, because this being fiberglass covered with aluminum, the only existing torpedo that's still around is a 1935 model, originally built by Dr. Norman Holman. And apparently it was built with masonite, which was a common material for trailers back in the 30s and actually 40s, I guess, during the war. Apparently it was skinned with aluminum around 1970 or so to help protect the masonite. So I guess they're doing it on this right off the bat to give it a little pizzazz and longevity.
Now, also another point on this, I do see on the... in the kitchen area, I guess it's bringing back the timbre doors, it looks like. And what I don't see is, does it have any, do you know, Tim or Colin, if it's got any 12-volt system on board for lighting?
I haven't seen anything, but I can't imagine them doing something without at least some basic lighting in it. Even teardrop trailers have a light or two in them. And certainly that wouldn't be a hard thing to add if somebody wanted to do that, but I would imagine they must have some sort of lighting in there.
Yeah, I do see the optional skylight, and then they got the vent, and, you know, with that. I know it does have an option for an air conditioner, I believe, too. So there must be some type of wiring on board.
Hmm. Would the air conditioner be on the roof?
That's, it says an optional air conditioner, and they show the actual vent here, and it looks like a, you know, standard, you know, fantastic van or, you know, 14 by 14 or whatever. And but there's no pictures of an air conditioner that I see. So I'm assuming on the roof, yes.
So it would look almost like a torpedo landing on a torpedo.
Yeah, right.
Right. But if you're out in those hot areas, you know, I'd assume you would want that in today's,
well,
you know.
Certainly.
Of course, that would probably add to the weight of that 2,000 pounds.
Yeah,
definitely, well, definitely cool.
The base weight they say is 1,700, and I think GVWR is 2,300.